As investors focus on the value of Facebook in advance of its initial public stock offering this week, the social networking giant is also tackling one of the biggest challenges of the social media age, cyberbullying. Facebook recently gave grants to four organizations to study bullying in social media and ways to combat it. One of those groups is the nonprofit Education Development Center, EDC, based in Waltham. EDC was chosen in part because it's based in a state that 2 years ago passed anti-bullying legislation. This week we sat down with EDC's lead researcher on the anti-bullying project, Sherry Kessel-Schneider. She started off by telling us what Facebook wants to find out.
Facebook has tasked us with learning about how schools in the area are addressing cyberbullying, what efforts they are implementing to try to address the issue, especially in light of the new state legislation that was passed in Massachusetts. It's a really unique and timely opportunity for us to understand how those efforts can inform the outreach of social networking sites and to learn more about how to encourage positive use of social media among youth.
Facebook, of course, funding the study, but Facebook, of course, also clearly having a stake in the issue of cyberbullying and how to deal with it, especially since people interconnect with each other on Facebook, and Facebook has been used by individuals to attack each other. What do you think their responsibility is in working to combat cyberbullying?
I think that Facebook is working all the time on trying to address this issue. It is a shared responsibility, you know, between parents, youth, schools, and social media sites. They all play a role in helping to address the issue and prevent it from occurring.
Facebook has recently launched some new features surrounding safety and bullying on its website. What are those?
Recently, Facebook has implemented a social reporting mechanism that does allow any user, including youth, to either request that content be taken down of another user or to, in the case of bullying or harassing situations, to be able to report the incident to a trusted adult or friend.
Your organization, Education Development Center, leads a survey every other year of teens in Metro West asking about risky behaviors. What have you learned through that survey about bullying, about cyberbullying, and whether up to this point the new state law seems to be having an impact?
What we found is that about a fifth of students report being cyberbullied in the past year. Reports of cyberbullying have increased among high school students in recent years. So we've been looking at those trends through that research.
Considering that in-school bullying takes place during the day and kids essentially, at least physically, escape from it when they leave the school building or the school grounds or go home for the day, but cyberbullying can take place 24 hours a day. You really can't escape it. Is it a bigger problem than we realize?
We just looked at that issue in a study of over 20,000 youth in 22 schools in the Metro West region of Boston. We did look at the association between cyberbullying and students' reports of psychological distress, things like depressive symptoms, self-injury, suicidal ideation, and suicide attempts. And what was very striking in our findings was that we found that cyberbullying is more strongly associated with psychological distress. It can occur even when they're in the safety of their own home. Their home isn't safe anymore, really. It can also be anonymous, so they don't know, in some cases, who the perpetrator or perpetrators are. And there is such a wide reach. If somebody does experience bullying online, those messages can be posted to hundreds or even thousands of people instantaneously.
How daunting a problem is this for Facebook?
Certainly with over 900 million users, this is a huge problem and very difficult to address. And I won't say that it can completely be solved, but I do believe that there are many efforts that social networking sites, schools, and parents and youth themselves can take to try to address the issue and decrease the incidence of cyberbullying.
Sherry Kessel-Schneider, we look forward to hearing about your study once you complete it. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Sherry Kessel-Schneider is a senior research associate with Waltham-based Education Development Center. Her group will finish its cyberbullying research project for Facebook by September.